the message of grace cannot be reduced to sin management.
God does not speak for the fun of it. There's so much power in His word. The Bible says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace.
Oh, glory to God. Are you set? Kaleboko shaka. Talking tongues. Practically, jetoliana. Lendo rita kapansto labrahadi gedonzo labrahite ketonzo larihida. Thank you, Lord. Li prahate ketonzo labraha. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Okay. Glory to God. Amen. All right, so for this first service, I'm going to talk about subduing nations. Isaiah 45. Kalabasha tayalabak. Now, when I talk about nations, right, it's inclusive of nations as in country. It means subduing sectors, subduing industries, subduing spheres of influence. That is subduing cultures. So I'll start with Isaiah 45. If I don't finish, I'll continue in second service. Praise God. If I don't finish, I'll continue in second service. Well, you know, one of the things that God has done for us in the New Testament is that the narrative of the New Testament, what we have in this New Testament, is so strong, to just put it mildly. It's so powerful that to have a believer not dominating, right, in whichever sphere he finds himself, is an anomaly. To find a believer that is, you know, in a place where he's not sure of tomorrow, is an anomaly. Amen. I know, of course, that this is a praying church, right? Yeah, so part of what I'm going to talk about, Isaiah 45, can you put it up, verse 1? I'm going to talk about four capsules, or five rather, five thought capsules, amen, for subduing nations. I'll bring out five of them. Amen. What we have as believers, what God has given us as believers, is so powerful. It says, thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. I've holden his right hand to subdue nations before him. I've holden his right hand. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the hand of God. 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 That's the first thing I'm going to talk about. He now says to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings. The second thing I'm going to talk about is the influence of kings. To open before him the two leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. This is talking about the influence of the masses. Amen. Next verse. It says, I will go before thee and make the crooked path straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. This is talking about changing narratives or changing the cultures of places. Next verse. And I will give to thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Israel. This is talking about deep insight into mysteries. Okay, so I've finished preaching the message. Deep insight into mysteries. So we're going to back up now to the first. Thank you. First verse now. So, the hand of God. God's hand holding you up. Thank you, Lord. Can you talk in tongues? The hand of God upon you. the hand of God, God's hand holding you up. Malikali satirema. Rateketo tolibra hatekeruzo tori haribechotile brahatekelima. Rateketonzo brahiketonzo la brahatekere brahizotolima. Zedodendo le breketo, the hand of God. Lili preketonzo la brahateketi anama. Rande gusto hebe gurabangelo sotoreba kalimande geruso toyama. Reta kapahali bregedonso la bregedonso rebekarena ketianda. Le kapahala mande geruso tolima. The mighty hand of God. 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 Now you see, every of these five things I've stated, four or five things, as the case may be, I've stated, is a prayer assignment. It's a prayer assignment. It takes the hand of God to lift anybody up. It takes the hand of God to lift you up in any sphere that you find yourself. It takes the mighty hand of God to break you out. Now, this hand of God is, I see it in three ways. There is the power to rise, there is the grace for visibility, and there is the favor to maintain your mountain. In Isaiah 58, he was talking about, the Bible was talking about prayer and fasting, right? And then he said that then shall your light break forth from obscurity. There is something that is needed. There is a power that is needed for the Christian to break forth from obscurity. Amen. Because you see, the elements of life, the circumstances of life. I remember, you know, we're in the UK now. Let me just quickly give you my testimony. I remember, you know, I'm doing a PhD in the UK. So the first time I got the scholarship, it was a scholarship that was worth over 50 million. So the first time I applied for it, for the Air Force to release me to go and study, they just dropped it. I should forget about it. I applied the second time. The top person sat me down and said, look, this thing there, forget about it. It's never going to happen. Except by another force. I said, hey, that force, I have it. He said, except by another, I said, that force, I have it. One day, after applying, I woke up. I thought about it. I said, you know, what moved me was that I had somebody in my office, right? He's my senior, but we're in the same office. He said, he just looked at me one day and said, Kai Amuneni, if they give me half of this, your chance. He's of the other side, non-believer. He said, if they give me half of this, your chance, I will convert it. Hey! He said, they give me half of this, your chance, I will convert it. I say, Kai. Hey. You know, let me digress a little bit, then I'll come back to my story. This same guy in my office, we're in the same office, we'll stay in the same office. He was out of favor with the top guy. Then we're in a school, you know, as instructors. Then the top guy, you know, I'm trying to code the team. The top guy was coming to visit the school. When the top guy came, you know, give all of us handshake. When he shook this particular guy that had fallen out of favor with him, when he shook his hands, he said, Kai, come and see me in my house in Abuja. That's how he got promoted. They put the next thing, they posted him to a juicy appointment. Now, back up to the story. When we went back to the office, I want to say, Oga, this is good now. He said, I'm going to forget that. You think when I took leave 2 weeks ago to go to my village, it's for nothing? He said, I should forget that. He said, do you think when I went to my village 2 weeks ago, it's for nothing? When the guy shook his hand, everything disappeared. You know something? This same guy, there was one time all of us were gisting. He's not in the operations. You know, we are in operations. We have potential of growing to the... So he's not in the operation. Then his mates were together with him, you know, because the appointment I was holding was that of a person that is like five years ahead of me. Yeah, that's how it is now. And I was collecting the money too. Is the power to rise?
Yes, sir.
I've not left my topic. Is the power to rise? In that your industry, there is something on your inside. There is something you can do that will break you out of obscurity. So he was with his mates, and then I was among them. And then he was looking at his mates. Two of them were Christians. And then he said in pidgin English, say, Una no now. If I do operation, I'm here for be chief. You know, the thing that struck me was that the rest people were just looking at him like this. How can a human being have that kind of confidence? Sama, if we cannot translate that kind of confidence to Christianity, then there's something wrong. You know, there are calls that can tell you that, look, if you join us in 6 months, you'll be a billionaire. You know that? It's not missing words. It is reality. 6 months, they'll make you a billionaire. Sir, if we cannot come to that place in Christianity, where we can look you in the eye and we know exactly what we are saying, we will say, if you come and join us, you will break out in 6 months. It's possible. It's not only possible, it is happening. You know, the point of it is that there is precision to it. It's not a guesswork. It's not that a person is, it's not that you're in a place where you are thinking whether we don't know whether it's going to work or no. You are in that place where you know exactly how to handle it. You know it is input output. You know exactly that this is going to work. It's input output. Because the moment there is a little doubt in the possibilities or the outcomes of prayer, it reduces the influence of prayer. Yeah, you need to hear that. So back to my story. he said, Amuneni, if I may get this your chance, half of this your chance, I will convert it. And I converted it. I woke up one morning, Saturday. God had told me. You know, I was in a meeting and then God told me that this thing that you are looking for is 9 hours prayer. So before that Saturday, right, I will wake up, I'll pray 2 hours about it. Then next day, I'll pray 2 hours about it. By that Saturday, God, it's a stretch. I woke up in the morning, Kalabaka, on my bed. I started making that declaration. He has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. They say that place I cannot enter. I will bless the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. I chanted those words, made those declarations. I stayed in tongues. Sir, at the 8th hour of prayer, when I said that he has show me his marvelous kindness, I could not say the word in a strong city. It could not come out of my mouth. God is my witness. City was no longer strong. There are motions of prayer. There is a place where you know that you have taken a hold of it. When in prevailing prayer, right, the clock is not the thing that is on your wrist. The clock is the alignment of peace in your heart. In prevailing prayer, the clock is not what you see on your wrist. It's the alignment. When the thing has aligned, you will know. Oh, it aligned. I finished the 9 hours. My wife called me. I said, so how far? We have applied. How far is it going? How far is it going? What's going to happen? I said, we've gotten it. I said, we've gotten it. We've gotten it. There is a place that you get to, Sama, in prayer. It's called emotions of prayer. Hey, you rise in prayer. You know, there you are thinking about your business and your heart. You're not too sure whether the business will work, it will not work. Right? Bible says that be anxious for nothing. But in all things, it means that if you are anxious, you should be praying. Yes, sir. If you are still anxious, you should be praying. The essence of prayer is to bring you to the place where there is no anxiety. Finish those 9 hours. And within that same week, it was, do you know what happened? Let me tell you what happened. The big guy, the top guy, he did not look at the file. They brought the file. He opened it at the end of the place that they listed our name. He just signed, approved. He did not look at anything. I was told, I have somebody on the inside, you understand? He didn't look at it. Then later, because some people were sponsored by the Air Force, some people were not sponsored by the Air Force. So later when they started calculating, the money was too much. Because he didn't even look at it. Do you understand? He didn't look at it. There is something about prayer that blinds people. Or opens their eye, whichever one is needed. Hey! Instead of calculating the money was too much for some people. Those ones did not even go. That's to tell you that he didn't calculate it. Up to now, those ones didn't go because the money was too much. He just approved. Sir, look, there's a depth. One of the things that prayer does for you, right? I've heard many men of God say it. There's a degree of arrogance, in quote, that prayer gives you. It's the thing that jacks you from that place of I don't know, we're not sure, to that place where you have touched something.
Yes, sir. And
this happens in the place of prevailing prayer. It's prevailing prayer. What do we mean by prevailing prayer? It's protracted praying. There are many Christians. Benny Hinn taught a message, Isaiah 45, who will still enter. Say amen.
Amen.
Benny Hinn taught a message long ago about the tabernacle of prayer. And you know, those early times when I listened to the message, he said something. He said, when you are praying like this, and then you remember there's food in the fridge, and you go and collect it, your outer court. He said, as you are praying, you are moving into from the outer court to the inner court. And so by the time you are maybe in the inner court, maybe you are here praying towards the inner court, right? You are praying. When you get here, and you say, oh, there's food in the fridge, and you go and get it. When you come back, you're not starting from here. You're going back. You know, when he said it that time, we were deep word of faith people. I said, no. Which kind of talk is this? Which kind of talk? He said, hey, I realized later. You know, the same way that when you are sleeping, if you are sleeping and they wake you up every 30 minutes, by the morning, they say, how far? You say, I've never slept.
Yes.
There are Christians that they've never prayed.
Hey! My God. Hey!
They've never hit the place.
Hey!
There is a place. Hey, there's a place.
Hey!
David Yonggi Cho said that when he starts praying, between 1 to 2 hours, he's still fighting devils.
Hey!
You have not broken. You need, there's a place. Say, yeah. There's a place. And somehow, many Christians have not hit that place. I know this is a praying church, so you have hit the place. I'm just emphasizing. I can see it in your face. No, you can see it in people's faces. Ah, through the eyes of a man, you can see his prayer. Ah, you can. Particularly if you too are a praying person, you will see prayer in the eyes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Protracted praying. That is a thing that causes tremendous results. James 5 says that the effectual fervent prayer, Amplified said that the continued prayer of the righteous man, it makes tremendous power available. It means that prayer makes power available. But continued prayer makes the power to be tremendous. What it means to be tremendous? To be tremendous is that the prayer begins to break logic. Tremendous is that the prayer begins to break logic. What do you mean by break logic? Let me explain. You know, this got to me when Kenneth Hagin explained it. Kenneth Hagin said, I've not even started preaching the message, you know. So, It's well, we have three services, so it's all right. I'm laying foundation for the first one. Ken Hagin gave this story. He was preaching in a particular place. And then he was teaching them that there was one time the pastor of a particular church was praying for his church members. Then one of his church members was on his way to another town to go and get drunk. Now, before he gets to that town, he has to cross a bridge. So the church member now told the pastor later that as he was on his way, you know, let's go on. As he got to the middle of the bridge, a hand came out from heaven, turned him about, and pushed him back to his own village. Now, when Ken Hagin gave the story, now this is the real context of the story. When Ken Hagin gave the story, he said when he gave the story, people were all looking at him as well. Hand from heaven turned him, pushed him back. Ken Hagin now said this thing that really got me. Ken Hagin said, the reason why you guys are looking at me like this, as if it's impossible, is because you are not doing prevailing prayers. Yes, sir. Strange things that break logic. It's prevailing prayer. Prevailing prayer. You know, there are testimonies that look like testimony. I'm trying to gather the testimony together so that you can present it as a testimony. But there are testimonies that defy logic. Those kinds of testimonies happen in the place of prevailing prayer. Sir, look, this thing is so easy that, see, one weekend of fasting and prayer will break you out of, or break you into something that will last you for a lifetime. Somebody say, life is hard, life is hard. Life is not taking it easy, so you too shouldn't take it easy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There is a Christian. Look, you know, there are so much possibilities around you. You are there. Maybe you're out of a job. You are there. You're looking for a life partner. You are there. You're looking for how to break out your business. Sir. And you are a believer. And you can talk in tongues. Yeah, a believer, and you can talk in tongues. You have to stir yourself up. You have to stir yourself up. You will cancel out some things. And just stay. And stretch it out in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, talk in other tongues. Kaleva hareketo shata. Kaparike shoto la breketo satele mama. You are breaking out, oh. Hey, yeah. I say you are breaking out. I say you are breaking out. In the name of Jesus. It's time for believers to take those mountains. It's time for believers to have power. You know, I was talking about this with my wife, and I asked her one question. Not a good question, but this is the question. My wife is from Benue State. So I asked her, in your state, can you name one man or woman that has power and sphere of influence in the nation and is a Christian and doesn't dabble in the occult? Now, when we say this person has money, she looked around. She couldn't. Because it's either those ones you can see, it's either they have dabbled into something, or maybe you call someone like Polenenche that is outrightly. You understand what I'm saying? There's no middle ground. And it is one of the things that has happened is that somehow the variants or the flavor of Christianity that you are taught, it matters. It matters how you are taught. It matters. And I'm glad Glory Zone is one of those great places. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Your doctor was telling me about the immersion and the testimonies. Because hopefully I was planning to talk second service on primitive practices. But but you see, it is these primitive practices that makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to Reverend Manuel Okpara 2 days ago, and he was telling me that this young man, Dusi Onyekon, yes, he has been in a particular church for a long time. I won't name that church. Then, like 2 years ago, he went to meet Polenenche. 3 years ago. To move his life forward. First thing, they gave him 1 year of prayer and fasting. 1 year. It takes power to break out. That's why I said the variant of Christianity. If they have told you that, no, you don't worry. You know, just wake up in the morning and say, I'm a miracle going someone to burst forth. I'm a miracle going. You will not burst forth. You will be there for a long time. Until somebody comes and tells you that in the name of Jesus, there is a power that can lift you up. In the name of Jesus, there is precision to your priesthood. There is something you can do about the situation. There's something you can do. That you can look at it and say, before August ends, I will break out in business. You are not missing words. You know exactly what you are going to do. You look and say, before this year ends, I will take a hold of that husband. Wherever he is, angels will slap his head and drag him here. You will put yourself on a diet. Or a non-diet. You put yourself on it. They gave him that assignment. The guy has broken loose everywhere now. Thank you, sir. Broken loose. Sam, listen, there is nobody that breaks loose. Now, I'm not talking about just ministers. So, have you heard of Alakija, the richest woman?
40 days fasting and prayer.
Consistent. Before she broke into those oil wells, she was talking to interview with T.D. Jakes. She said several 40 days. No, did you hear several? It didn't say 40 days. It said several. Because what she's breaking into, sir. Hey, yeah. You did Kamaleka Sitalia de Rosa Helama. There is something you want to break into. There are giants in that land. But sir, you have taken over. Now, that is how, you see, the beauty of our Christianity is that when God speaks in the eternal, when God comes, the essence of God telling you that he has given you the land, we're not arguing, no. It is that when God speaks like that, he has legalized it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It means that it is yours already. Yes. Now, what you do is that you get the strategy and you produce the energy.
Yes, sir.
In prayer, so that when you are praying, you're not praying hoping that you will take over. No. God has declared that the land is yours, so you keep it before you. You are praying from victory. It is now your responsibility to generate the power and get the insight. Are you following what I'm saying? Oh, that woman fasted several 40 days, she broke into things. Have you heard of Strive Masiyiwa? Oh, first time when he came out from school, he first 40 days prayer and fasting. Now, can I tell you something? There is something that 40 days prayer and fasting does for you. If you are a man of 40 and you have never done 40 days prayer and fasting, there's something wrong with you. I heard it from Konemoyo. So it's an authentic. Yeah, if you are 40 and you have not done 40 days, there's something wrong with you. Talk in other tongues. Something is jumping upon you. There's as you are leaving this place, there's a hunger that is breaking out. There's an annoyance. There's something that is breaking out. You will have that same precision. That same precision. You will know that this takeover is real. You are taking over those sectors in the name of Jesus. God has taken a hold of you. God has taken a hold of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just a moment. See, there are no limits to this thing, no. Kai, I was talking to Manok, we had a long discussion, and he was telling me. He said one of our close friends, pastor, was telling the man of prayer that, you know, Apostle Selma. He said yes. He said he used to be my boy, yo. But thank God, now you know, we were discussing certain things. Eh? He said he used to be my boy. He said, what happened? He said, I got into some revelation that I forgot fasting and prayer. But thank God he has recovered now. The man is engaging it in now.
And guess what? The church, they are branches. As if they are creative. As if they are doing branches every day. What happened? You know, you can have a lot of explanation. Yeah, you'll be explaining a lot of things. Steve Brooks, one of our person that listened to in US, a minister. He gave a story about a minister's conference. A young minister came and started giving them ministry ethics. And there's nothing wrong with ministry ethics. Started explaining that as a minister, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do, this is what you are. When he finished, he now called his father, who is an elder minister, to come and round up the meeting. Father now came. He said, all this thing that he has told you is nonsense. As a minister, there's only one thing you need. Prayer. After he finished, the young man told his father, why they disgrace me like this? Because in prayer, you will develop the ethic.
Yes, sir.
Prayer is all encompassing. If prayer is not the key, it is the handle to the key. If any of you lack wisdom, pray. If prayer is not the key, it is the handle to the key. So this means that he has gone back to the primitive practice. As you are in the marketplace, you are in that office. In Isaiah 58, he said that your light will break out of obscurity. There is something you can do. There is no major person in the Bible that was not given to prayer and fasting. None. 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 That was not given to prayer and fasting. You will see it. You know, sometimes you might not see it directly. But if you do Bible forensics, you know forensics, right? When police, they come to a crime scene, they will add things together and say, okay, this is when the crime happened. They were not there. It's forensics. You do Bible forensics and you realize... It was my small brother was saying that when David was declaring that his knees buckled, that it was 40 days prayer and fasting. Because that is what it takes for you to enter into the place where your knees will buckle. Thank you, sir. Forensics. You will see it there. You will see that when Bathsheba, when the child, that the first child, right? He went to prayer and fasting. It's to show you that that is his default state. It's not the first time. Is to show you that is his approach to issues. Esther, the same thing. It was not Mordecai that told her that they should do 3 days prayer and fasting. She was the one that said it. Is to tell you that that's her default state. That thing that put favor on her was prayer and fasting. She didn't just go there like that. You know the thing about prayer and fasting is that it's a tangent on its own. How will I explain it? It's a tangent on its own is that when you are engaging the practice, right? It's not, thank you, Lord. You will catch it. Amen. it's a tangent on its own. It means like this, right? If you're in that office, and you are engaging in the primitive practice and channeling the power in the direction of rising in that business. Now, what prayer does is that you're not going to see like a direct move between your prayer and what is happening. What I mean by direct move is this. Sir? Yeah, it's non-linear. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. It's non-linear. It means that, for instance, if you are maybe in your room and you are praying, like I say, tele brakatia, makali gerema, guess what? All you'll be having in that room is tiredness. Your mouth will be tired. But it not look as if anything is happening. That is the distraction. And that's where, because some people, as I'm praying, I think I should feel better. No. It's non-linear. It has nothing to do with it. As your prayer is on its own. Now, it says you will come to find... Cast your bread upon the waters. After many days, you will come to find. It means that as a person is praying, as you are praying, in your body might even be telling you a different story. But don't be deceived. What will happen is that you will come to find that the situation and circumstances of life begin to orchestrate themselves. Do you understand? That's the beauty of prayer. You just come to find. Oh, hallelujah. You will come to find. That means that you have that in your business, right? As you begin to give it time in prayer and in fasting, it will not be non-linear. It looks as if the two will not join in Nigerian English. You understand? But suddenly, on the outside, things will just start happening. One of the quick ways of understanding this is in Job 1. A decision was made in the heavenlies about Job. When you come down to earth, you will see the effect of that decision. Every of those things that happened to Job could be explained. Are you following? Yeah, it could be explained. They say, how did Job become poor? Okay, sit down, let me gist you. Arm robbers, you know, they came, they took some of his product. Fire burnt this one. What happened? This one to his children, you know. It's just one of those things. It's the act of nature. It's explainable in the physical. They say, why are you broke? He say, I didn't finish school. I don't know anybody. Sir, all of those things. There are people that did not finish school, that don't know anybody, and they are prosperous. So that is not an excuse. It's not an excuse. Circumstances can be explained. when God opened my eye to what happened to Job, right? It made a mark on me. It made a mark on me. Hallelujah. Because you will see with Job that the thing has already been decided. Now, in prayer, one of the things that you do is that as you are praying, what you are doing is that you are in the courts of heaven deciding things. When those things have been decided, right, the earth will have to find a way to give expression to it. Are you following this thing? It is fair. Now, because you can look at Job and say, arm robbers. If only maybe they had not arrived at the place. You know, maybe they were just before the arm robbers came. And, you know, you understand what I'm saying? You know, the arm robbers maybe came just a little bit before they came. Guess what? It has been determined. It doesn't matter whether you came a little bit early or a little bit late. That one is going to happen. Are you following what I'm saying? It's going to happen. Because a lot of times, one of the things that the devil wants to do is to get Christians to the place of playing around the natural. Are you following me? Playing around the natural. The devil can engage you for a long time. A minister friend, not a friend anyway, he submits to me. He has a church in Trinidad and Tobago. So he got to a point in his ministry, he was explaining certain things to me. We have a lot of problems. Bank, we cannot get some money from the bank. We have accommodation problem. He had so many problems. I told him that, look, you are bailing water. You understand about bailing water? Jesus was in that boat. Water was entering the boat. The disciples were bailing water. It looks like motion that could solve the problem, but it will never solve it. It is an offer of the enemy to engage you for a long time. I say, bros, you are bailing water. you are bailing water. And a lot of Christians are in that place. They are bailing water. You see their hustlers. Okay, we're going to that gas office. We'll see there. There's one contract. What's happening now? Okay, there's business. And for years, they'll be hustling, running from pillar to post to pillar, bailing water. If the devil can get a Christian to that place, he'll be very happy. There are pastors that are specialists in bailing water. You will see that they are tired. They say, how is the ministry? It's not an easy road. The road is narrow. We are walking this thing. Mm-mm. It's easy, sir. Yes, sir. There's a path that no fowl know it. The long lion has not trodden it. There is a path. Jesus in that boat said, peace be still. Address the root of the problem. So there are many pastors and there are many Christians. They are bailing water. They know how to calculate from their head. And I've seen them. For years, they'll be. It's a good engagement as far as the devil is concerned. He will engage them. Meanwhile, the key thing, you know, like the disciples, they invited the early apostles, they were invited to come and bail water. You know, right? When the church grew, they told them that, look, we are growing now. We need somebody to be sharing food. That's bailing water. We have grown, so we need people to be sharing food. They said, no, we'll give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word, because that is the key thing. That is the primitive practice, not bailing water. You can find very good reasons for bailing water. There are plenty of reasons for bailing water. And that's one of the things that makes a lot of Christians. You can find a lot of reasons. Plenty. Because that reason too, for the early Christians, was a good reason. Because church has grown, so we need to enter into proper administration now. You understand? Don't be water. It looks, you know, funny thing about bailing water, it looks as if when you are bailing water, it looks like something that is solving the problem. You understand? Bring water to the home. Oh yeah, faster, 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 faster. Stop bailing water. Get into the primitive practices. I told him, I say, all these problems that you are seeing in the church, the moment you engage this non-linear line of prayer and fasting, the problems will solve themselves. They will solve themselves. They will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Subduing nations. We'll do it in second service. We'll do it in second service. We've not entered into it. I just did the first part, a little bit of the first part, right? So, of course, there's time now, right? We'll do it in second service. Thank you, Lord. Can you rise on your feet and talk in other tongues? Kalibrozo Tora Mahate Keto Shateyan. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the Lord. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal, thank you, Lord, the glory of the risen Lord. We'll just sing that part. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the Sovereign Lord, just come and make your presence known. Hasaba halelu kosho tole baha. Thank you, Lord. His hand is here. Oh, Rula Malaya. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Hey, hand up, moments, let prayer come out of your spirit. The hand of God is lifting you. The hand of God is bringing you out. You are taking sectors. You are taking cities. Let it rise. 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 Let it break out. Let it be break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Kaze bakatalia. Rekabatala bagalaba. Rantagabe bokosata. Rekabababababababa. Mankalaba halaba grosihima. Break out. Break out! Break out! Break out! Break out!
Break out! Break out! Break out! Break out! Break out! Shapatola pronda kipataya, likopototo bratopa, repeto balita kepatola pamate, shabalitopa, mantapetola prondila, sebrida loga, brida loga, rekopototo bratopa. Hallelujah. Are you stirred this morning? Are you stirred? Have you been stirred? So, brethren, had just done something to my hunger for the supernatural. I don't know about you.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.